It's me again. I know we just hung out like 5 hours ago, but I just wanted to kind of check in with you again. I don't know. I had a really good time tonight. Well, obviously, you know that's such a cliche thing to say after a date, but I really did. In fact, it's the first time in a long time that I've had that much fun with someone. I'm actually really happy that I got your voicemail, to be honest. You're probably already in bed by now, knowing you. It's so cute how you can't stay up a minute past your bedtime. We're total opposites in that, you know? When you asked me if I wanted to go on that 6 a.m. hike with you, I almost blocked you on the spot. But I'm glad I didn't. We're opposites in a lot of things, now that I think about it. It kind of scared me at first, if I'm honest. You're so open and sweet and, like, just loudly loving. That probably makes no sense, but it does to me. And it's not that I'm not, you know, those things, but I was just scared that, like, we wouldn't really fit like I'd hoped, or that you wouldn't like me. You know, me with my deadpan humor and sarcasm that borders on cruel more times than I'd like. I definitely feel like I pushed you away the first few times we met. I'm sorry if that came off like you were annoying me or something. You really weren't. It's just, I just really didn't want to like you. That sounds so bad, but it's not like that. I got scared with how real it felt. You know? Like, it felt like I was jumping headfirst into a mistake. A mistake that I admittedly ridiculed others for making so many times before, and here I was falling for it. For you. Not that you're a mistake or anything, I just... God, you see why I'm bad at this? Fuck. What I'm trying to say is that I really like you. Like, really, really. Like, to the point it doesn't even feel like butterflies anymore. You know what it feels like? It's like when you're on one of those roller coasters that goes, like, all the way up with those tall rails before crashing down and, like, looping all around and doing all that crazy stuff. But, there's that, like, moment when you're creeping slowly to the top and you reach the very peak of it, and there's that split second right before it speeds down and you feel your stomach dropping. You know, that feeling, that's the feeling that I get with you. It's like a perpetual climb, and then now I'm at the very top and I'm looking down and it's slowly inching forward, and I can feel my stomach going crazy because I don't know when it's gonna drop. And, you know, just like when you're on those rides, it's like, even though I know I'm gonna like it, I'm just so fucking terrified in that moment. And that's how I feel when I'm with you, and when I think of you, and when I talk to you. probably didn't, especially if you're listening to this as you're waking up, which you probably will be. You sleepyhead? Oh god, I should have written out what I wanted to say to you before calling. This is such a mess. Fuck. Well, hopefully you'll be too sleepy to remember most of it. And if you aren't, just do me a favor and try not to roast me too much, okay? But yeah, all this is to say that I'm really glad we met, and I'm really glad you forced me to be your friend. And I'm really glad you stayed, even when I was being cold, or distant, or an idiot. You know, these type of things are hard for me, so thanks for not holding that against me. I hope I see you again soon. We can watch another movie, or go for another walk, or go for ice cream to that place you keep raving about. Wherever you want to take me. As long as it doesn't involve waking up before 9 a.m. Okay, good night, if you're still awake. And if you're listening to this in the morning, as you probably will be, good morning. I hope you had a nice sleep. And I hope I intercepted your dreams. And I hope you have a really, really nice day. Because you deserve it. You deserve